Coach Sheridan Elo Southeast Valley Softball as well. And you guys are opening your season, Coach Elo. You open on Monday night or what?
Yeah, we go to Pocahontas area on Monday night.
Okay, so making the same trek as the baseball team.
Yep.
For that. And then what do you follow that with here in this first week?
On Wednesday, we have East Sac at home. And then on Saturday, we travel to Martinsdale St. Mary's for a tournament.
Okay, and it's interesting you bring up East Sac because Steve Knutsman will be joining the program later. So you kind of your opponent. Here on Wednesday night in your first week. And how long have you been at Southeast Valley?
This is my first year as the head coach of Southeast Valley Softball.
Were you an assistant on the staff last year? Or
no, I coached junior high last year.
Oh, okay. So getting a step up in that, and,
yeah.
And that's pretty cool. I know you're excited about that.
Very.
What are some of the stamps, of yours as far as what you want to do with the program and kind of put your thumbprint on the program?
I think the biggest thing right now is we're just trying to rebuild. We've graduated quite a few really good, talented softball players from last year. I think there were six. A lot of girls stepping up, increasing their speed of the game, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, and it's one of those deals where you're going to be plugging in a lot of new faces in a lot of new places and learning from that. Give us a little bit of insight about Southeast Valley softball as far as, if we're not able to follow it, some of the people that listen to the show probably can. So tell me who some of the players are you're expecting big years out of.
I think the three seniors that I have are really going to have solid seasons. I've got Kenzie Cramden in the circle.
Okay.
She's a solid pitcher. Janie Ferrari at shortstop.
Okay.
She's just a solid all-around player. And Cassie Bergman is my second baseman. She does a really good job. And I've got a group of juniors that are doing an excellent job so far, stepping up, playing the way they're supposed to, and kind of filling those shoes that were left from last season.
Well, there you go. You guys have three games this week, so you'll learn a lot kind of about where you are, I think, this week, and it'll give you an opportunity to really kind of assess and, I guess, grow from there. So, when you come up with Pocahontas area Monday, what do you expect in that game?
I'm hoping that we can come out pretty dominant in the batter's box and just come out right away and attack and just have fun.
There you go. That's what you have to do. And I tell you, just to be able to get back on the dirt,
yeah.
I know is certainly big for you and your program and everybody around the state. And there's an excitement about this season. I wasn't here at the beginning of baseball last year. I caught the tail end of baseball and softball last year. So I would feel like, though, that there's just such excitement just because, we didn't know we were going to have a season a month ago, and now here we are.
Yeah, it's really exciting to get back on the dirt and to just play softball. I mean, we're lucky in Iowa to play it in the summer, so we don't have the distraction. Well, not distraction, but school and all the other stuff that happens during the fall and spring. It's just softball, so it's fun.
That is true, and that's an interesting point. Coach Sheridan Elo, I appreciate your time this morning. Good luck to you in Southeast Valley softball.
Thank you.